Security guard benefits for businesses. Are they really worth it? Let's be honest. Most businesses don't wake up excited to buy security. They buy security after the moment they wish they didn't have to. It's usually some version of a theft that wasn't that bad until it kept happening, a customer argument that turned into a safety issue, a break-in, vandalism, or trespassing situation after hours. That one incident that makes everyone say, okay, we need a plan. So if you're researching security guard benefits, you're probably doing one of two things: preventing a problem you can already see coming, or cleaning up the aftermath of one you didn't expect. Either way, you're in the right place. Most businesses don't think about security until after the first incident. Security is one of those weird business costs that feels optional, right up until it doesn't. Because theft isn't just missing items. It's staff time wasted, disrupted operations, uncomfortable customers, potential liability insurance headaches, and the slow drip of stress that comes from not feeling in control of your own property. The goal isn't to turn your site into a fortress. The goal is simple: reduce risk and keep things calm. Direct answer: do security guards really reduce risk? Yes, when security is done right. A guard who's trained, consistent, and supported by real supervision can reduce risk because they do things cameras and signs can't. Show visible presence, intervene early, de-escalate document, and respond in real time. That real-time part is the difference between we prevented a problem and we reviewed footage of the problem. Core security guard benefits for businesses. This is the meat of it. Here are the real-world advantages of security guards, the ones business owners actually care about. 1. Crime deterrence, the simplest benefit. Most crimes are crimes of opportunity. A visible guard changes the risk calculation for would-be troublemakers. Makes your property feel watched, even before anything happens. Pushes problems somewhere easier. Even a calm, unarmed presence can do a lot, especially in retail, offices, and commercial properties, where the goal is prevention, not confrontation. 2. Faster response when something goes sideways. Stuff happens, even in the best-run businesses. A security guard can respond immediately to disturbances, deal with trespassing quickly, call law enforcement with clear details, keep the situation from escalating. Speed matters, because small incidents become big incidents when nobody responds for 15 minutes. 3. Liability reduction through documentation and procedures. This is one of the most overlooked security guard benefits. Documentation. When there's an incident, what matters is what you can prove. Who was involved? What happened? Where and when it happened? What actions were taken? Whether you followed reasonable procedures? Good guards write clean reports and follow post orders. That alone can reduce liability risk, because you're not relying on memory and guesses. If you want a practical example of why policies matter, it's the same logic behind understanding things like, can security guards detain shoplifters in California? The difference between a lawful, calm process and a situation that spirals. 4. Employee and customer safety, the benefit people feel. Your staff's sense of safety affects retention, performance, customer service. How people handle conflict. A guard can provide confidence just by being present, especially during opening/closing, busy hours, nights/weekends, anytime cash handling is involved. This is also why many businesses hire guards even when nothing's happening. They're investing in stability. 5. Access control. Keeping the wrong people out. Calmly. Access control isn't just for high security buildings. It's for everyday businesses that need boundaries, office lobbies, employee-only areas, residential community entrances, deliveries, and vendor access. And it doesn't have to be aggressive. Done properly is just calm professionalism. If you're curious about how this plays out in daily operations, can security guards check IDs legally is a surprisingly useful topic for office buildings and commercial properties. 6. Insurance benefits. Underrated. How security can help your risk profile. This one is underrated, so let's talk about it carefully and realistically. Security doesn't automatically lower insurance premiums, but it can help your overall risk profile, especially when you can show preventative measures, guards/patrols, documented incident response, controlled access procedures, reduced frequency of incidents over time. Some insurers may view professional security as one factor among many when evaluating risk, claims history, and mitigation measures. If you want an authoritative baseline for business deductions and operating expenses, since security is commonly treated as a business expense, the IRS's guidance on deductible business expenses is a solid reference. IRS Publication 535, Business Expenses. And yes, this ties into the real-world question of whether security is deductible, which we covered in. Is hiring security guards tax deductible if you're budgeting properly? 7. Better customer experience than random chaos. This surprises people. Good security can actually improve customer experience. Because customers don't like loitering at entrances, aggressive panhandling or harassment parking lot issues, disruptive incidents in store. A professional guard helps create a calmer environment without turning your business into a hostile zone. Real business use cases. Now let's make it practical. Here's why businesses hire guards by industry. Retail, reducing shrink and calming tense situations. Retail security is often about discouraging shoplifting, keeping staff safe, handling disturbances without chaos, documenting incidents for management, and importantly, knowing the legal boundaries around detention, searches, and response, especially in California. A good retail setup usually includes visible presence during peak hours, strong reporting, coordination with management, a plan for repeat offenders, construction, protecting tools, materials, and the schedule. Construction site security isn't just about theft, though theft is a big one. It's also about preventing unauthorized entry, liability risk, protecting equipment and materials, reducing vandalism and damage, keeping projects on schedule. If you're running jobs in the South Bay, construction site security in San Jose is a good example of why after hours is the danger zone. Offices and commercial properties. Access control without drama. For offices and mixed-use properties, security is often front desk and lobby presence, visitor management, parking lot monitoring, after-hours checks, incident documentation. A big part of this is consistency and professionalism, especially when the guard is the first person tenants and visitors interact with. If you manage properties like that, you'll want to think in terms of security guards for commercial properties and what normal coverage looks like day to day. Security guards for commercial properties. What good coverage looks like. Commercial properties usually benefit from layered coverage. Daytime presence, lobby/entry visibility and access control, after-hours coverage, doors locked, perimeter checks, suspicious activity monitoring, parking lot focus, lighting issues, loitering, vehicle concerns, documentation, logs that prove the property is being monitored consistently. A lot of property managers also prefer mobile patrol because it provides checks and documentation without paying for a full-time post when traffic is low. If you're weighing patrol versus standing post, mobile patrol security is often the budget smart starting point. Guards versus cameras, what each does best. This section wins SEO and helps customers understand what they actually need. Here's the simplest comparison. Cameras record. Guards prevent and respond. Cameras are great for evidence after the fact. Monitoring multiple angles, supporting investigations guards are great for. Stopping issues before they happen. Dealing with people, the part cameras can't do. Responding immediately, handling emergencies calmly. Most businesses do best with a hybrid approach. Cameras for coverage, plus guards/patrol for presence and response. How to get the benefits without overpaying? Security works best when it fits your risk, not your fear. Mobile patrol versus full-time posts. If your risk is mainly after hours, a patrol schedule can cover the problem without paying for 8 to 12 hours of standing around. Right-sizing hours. Peak risk coverage. Sometimes you only need coverage for closing hours, weekend peaks, delivery windows, known problem periods. If you're budgeting, it helps to know the market. That's why having how much security guards cost in 2026 bookmarked is useful when comparing quotes. Not all security companies work the same. Here's what to look for. Here's the part people don't say out loud. A lot of security companies can provide bodies. Not all can provide managed security. When you're choosing a provider, look for clear post orders, consistent staffing, supervision and accountability, real reporting, not trust us, calm professionalism, no ego. That's the standard we use at ADS Guards. If a client needs a full-time post, we build it properly. If they need patrol, we structure patrol. If they need a mix, we build the mix. The goal is always the same, fewer incidents, cleaner documentation, and less stress for the business. FAQs. What are the biggest security guard benefits for small businesses? Deterrence, faster response, and staff safety are usually the biggest wins. Do security guards actually prevent theft? They can, especially when they're visible, consistent, and trained to intervene early and document issues. Are cameras enough without guards? Cameras help, but they mostly record. Guards help prevent and respond in real time. Why hire security guards for commercial properties? Access control, parking lot monitoring, and after-hours checks are common reasons, plus incident documentation. Can security help with liability? Yes, good documentation and consistent procedures can reduce confusion and improve how incidents are handled. What's the most cost-effective type of security coverage? Often mobile patrol, especially for after-hours needs. Conclusion: security that's calm, consistent, and documented wins. At the end of the day, the importance of security guards comes down to one thing: reducing risk in the real world. Not by being aggressive, not by trying to look tough, but by being present, professional, consistent, and documented. That's what protects businesses long-term.